Let's do the birthday scam.
We're going to call and accuse a young lady of giving away free drinks.
She's a bartender. She's supposed to charge for these, but she's passing out shots. All names have been changed or bleeped out, and this is PG-13.
Hello?
Is this
who's this?
I work for Mike. I'm a security consultant that he hired because he was losing some money in the bar.
Uh-huh.
Shorted on the vodka and the Crown Royal.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted me to check out the employees. And I have you on the security camera passing out free shots to people.
And I mark them down, and then there's people who pay.
I have it on video. No money changes hands.
I mean, I've done that a couple times, okay. But I've done comps, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, you're hurting his business, and that's why he hired me. Now, I haven't told him yet, all right? I have the evidence here, about $750 worth.
What?
You're an employee there. This isn't your personal house. You're not having guests over and making them drinks. You're there.
I realize that.
You're there to sell these drinks.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's my job. But I mean, I've given out a few drinks, but nothing like major.
Why do you do that?
I don't sit there and just, you know, pass out free drinks to everyone.
Why are you doing it?
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I've given out a few shots, yes. And I mean, I'll turn around and I'll be like, hey, Mike, I'm doing this. Blah,
first
blah,
of
blah.
All, it might help if you don't drink yourself.
So if people want to buy a shot for me, I can't do that.
Well, you might be a little more clear-headed. Now, here's what I'm looking at. I can go to Mike with the tape.
I can't hear. Hold on. I'm on the telephone right now. Please be quiet. I mean, I've written down comps, and people buy drinks or whatever. If I buy a round of shots.
Yes, you told me.
Someone else buys a round
yes.
of shots. Like,
do you want me to go tell him?
Not particularly, but I don't see how I came up with $750. I mean, that's my job.
Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cuss at you, but I'm a single mom that's going to school and working on the side.
This is my job, yes.
And I do like my job.
I know, and I've heard your story.
And I'm not out to, like, rip off Mike or anything
okay,
like that.
All right. Maybe we can work something out.
What am I to do?
Well, I noticed on the tape that you're quite well endowed.
What? What does this have anything to do?
Why don't you and I, you know, go out to dinner some evening?
What is your name?
Steve Phillips. Security expert.
Oh, okay. So you want me to go out with you so you can bribe me to go out with you so that you don't go and tell Mike that you've caught me giving out some shots.
Make the whole thing go away.
You'll just erase the tapes.
Uh-huh.
If I say I'll go out with you.
Yes.
And what am I supposed to do, like have sex with you or something?
Hey, I didn't say that. But now that you mention it, you know, I like me a big-breasted woman.
Oh, you do?
I love the big breasts.
What the f***? Is this a joke?
Motorboat? You play the motorboat?
I can't quite make my cheeks do that, but this is Dean and Raj.
You f***ing asshole! You f***ing bitch! I'm going to kick your ass.
I felt bad about the way we did this yesterday because we set this thing up and there were some mistakes, apparently. In the way we presented the giveaway yesterday.
Raj, what are we listening for?
Dean, it looks like the next one is In the City. That's a Glenn Frey song, is it not?
But then wasn't it in Miami Vice, or was it in...
I think they did use some of that. Or am I maybe mixing it with the Heat Is On, and then the...
It was used in a movie called, if I'm remembering correctly... called The Wanderers.
It was, okay, You Belong to the City, right?
No, it's In the City. You Belong to the City is a different song.
Got it. Okay.
So,
yes, unfortunately, our listeners pointed out our errors. It was In the City, of course, is the Joe Walsh song, which we eventually were able to play.
Let's not go over it.
But yeah,
the song today is Desperado, which I believe
let's not talk
on the
about
album
it.
Desperado by the Eagles, and we're gonna play that about 5 after. 12th caller wins the tickets.
Is this the band?
No.
Okay.
But it's the music of Metallica given a Christmassy twist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Basically, you just add bells.
Bells is really, you just take any song and add bells.
Jingle bells. Like a creepy Christmas.
Here's Morgan Freeman with another holiday memory.
Christmas Eve, 1945. Times were so tight, we couldn't afford a tree. But that wasn't gonna stop my daddy. So he packed us up and moved us to a snowy forest. Well, I lost two toes to frostbite that night, and a coyote ran off with my grandma. But it was worth it for that tree. Well, after all, I got more toes. And besides, Grandma kind of smelled funky. Happy holidays!
And that's another holiday memory with Morgan Freeman.
He's dead, Jim.
I want him dead! I want his family dead!
Oh, why can't someone die?
They're dead! They're all dead!
Put the name of a famous dead guy in this envelope, and you have to guess who it is to win some concert tickets right now. 713-343-1075. Start with the 12th caller here. Mike's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I understand you're a first-timer.
First-time caller, first time guessing this game.
Wow, welcome to the show. You know, usually we think we know all the listeners at this point. It's so refreshing to meet a new one.
Right. And like we always say, when you... Try the Dean and Rod show. If you don't like us in at least 2 weeks, then feel free to give us 2 more weeks.
Give us 2 more weeks, yeah.
That's all we want.
And if you still don't like us, then give it another 2 weeks.
Yeah, until you like us. All right. The way it works, you're allowed to ask a yes or no question to try to define what this dead guy did.
All right.
Go ahead.
Is there a person that passed away recently?
Well, define recently. Pick a period of time, perhaps.
Okay, within the last few months.
How many months?
You've got to be specific.
3 months.
Did he die in the last 3 months, Susie?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Wow, you helped.
All right, okay. Go ahead. Take a shot. That's all you get.
3 seconds. Anything? No.
All right.
I can't get it.
That's all right. Sit back and listen, and you'll see. You'll be ready for next week.
Hey, new guy helped out, though, there.
Wow.
With this clue, we have a guy or a man who died in the last 3 months. Brenda.
Hi.
Hello. How are
hi.
You?
I'm good. I want to say hi to Kelly.
All right.
Nobody ever says hi to Kelly.
Well, we do here in the hall.
I think she can probably hear you. So, what's your question?
Was he an entertainer?
Yes.
How about Tom Petty?
Tom Petty is not in the envelope.
All right. We are making just phenomenal progress.
Our third contestant, Kevin, on the line now. Kevin, we have a dead entertainer. He died in the last 3 months.
Was he an actor?
No, not an actor.
Let's go with Chris Cornell.
Chris Cordell.
Cornell.
Cornell.
No.
Cordell is a neither. Champagne. Corbell.
You're thinking of Cordell and Cordell.
Cordell and Cordell.
If you're a man thrown out of your house.
You're on the battlefield.
Hey, Sonny, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
This is an entertainer, not an actor, but he died in the last 3 months.
Was he a musician?
Yes, a musician.
Oh, I don't have a guess.
Oh.
All right. We have a dead musician not named Tom Petty.
This is Terrence on the line now. Hello, Terrence.
Yes. Was he a member of the Smithereens?
No, not a member of the Smithereens.
All right. Was it Fats Domino?
Fats Domino. Well played, but
no.
Incorrect.
Not Fats. All right. We're going to regroup and try to figure out who this dead musician is. He died in the last 3 months. Not Fats or the Smithereens guy. Phones are open, 713-343-1075.
It's not Tom Petty.
Trying to figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is. We made some really quick progress. Audience is right on it today, right on point.
And it was it all started and snowballed after a rookie to the game nailed it that he has died in the last 3 months. Then we rapidly went to entertainment, musician. We've ruled out Tom Petty, Fats Domino, and the guitarist who we just learned yesterday died from the smithereens.
Yeah.
I think that's all the information right there.
I think you have everything you need. So let's continue with the game. Kathy's on the line. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
What you up to?
Just waiting to drop my kid off at school.
What grade level?
She's in seventh grade.
Oh, this must be a great time. The holidays?
She's still in the car. This is our time to
bond.
Listen to this before she gets out of the car.
This is very educational. What is your question?
Yeah. Is he a country singer?
No, not a country singer.
Malcolm Young.
Malcolm Young. Well played.
AC/DC.
Country ruled out, and you went to the Malcolm Young guitarist.
Well, I think you did a great job there, but you fell short. Thank you, Kathy.
What?
Thank you.
No, she just played that really well.
Perfectly.
I know. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
So Tim. This is a musician, not country.
Are you underwater?
Malcolm Young?
Is it Malcolm Young? No. Sorry, you must not have heard on hold. We've ruled out the AC/DC guitarist.
This is Marlon now. Good morning, Marlon.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. We have a dead musician, died in the last 3 months.
Was he ever on a TV show?
No, not on a TV show.
No.
Never on a TV show.
He may have appeared on television, but, you know.
Not a, like an actor, no.
Mel Tillis?
Mel Tillis
is a very interesting guess.
No.
Went off the road a little bit there. Thank you.
Mel Tillis popped into his head. And
I hadn't thought about Mel Tillis in a while.
No. And, of course, he died.
He just died, yeah.
He just died?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
When?
Like last week or the week before, he just died.
Really?
Yeah.
How did we miss that? Was it during the Thanksgiving week?
Yeah.
Oh,
Let
wow.
Let me see. It was, I'm looking it up
this
right now.
This is sad news to me.
Yeah. You didn't know?
No.
Let's see here.
Mel Tillis.
November 19th.
Yeah. Wow. He was the guy who had a stuttering issue, but not when he sang.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not him. We will make note of him, though, for future reference.
So he would talk to you like this.
Yes. Well, I think he was getting, there was a robbery at his or a burglary at his house, and he couldn't wake up his wife, or he couldn't say, we're being robbed, so he sang it to her.
Oh, no.
Because he was so freaked out, yeah.
Wow.
Kurt, how are you today?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Susie.
Hi.
Morning.
Caucasian.
Yes, Caucasian.
Bennington.
Bennington, Chester Bennington, we did a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jesse's on the line. We're trying to figure the dead musician died in the last 3 months. We've ruled out country music. Go ahead, Jesse. Jesse, can you hear me? Jesse. Moving on to Larry. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, go ahead.
Was it Jay Giles?
Was it Jay Giles, the guitarist from the band Jay Giles?
No.
Should have gotten in the Hall of Fame, I felt. Maybe next year.
Here's Gail to play the game. Gail, go ahead.
Yes. Did he have a TV show?
No, did not have a TV show.
Oh, man. I don't have a guess. I was going to guess David Cassidy.
All right.
It would have been a good one.
David Cassidy, that's where the TV clues are coming from.
Johnny joined us. Hello, Johnny.
Yes, is his first name Johnny?
Is his first name Johnny?
No, his first name's not Johnny.
Wayne Cochran.
Wayne Cochran. Cochran. Interesting. No.
No.
Your first name is Johnny.
All right, one more, then we'll regroup. Greg's on the line. Greg. I hear him, Raj.
Hello?
Hi, Greg. What's your question?
Someone already guessed David Cassidy.
Yeah.
That was my guess.
Yeah. All right, so.
You want to do something else? You're here.
No. I can't think of anyone else.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks for holding anyway.
All right.
Is this Lanine?
Yes, it's Lanine.
All right, go ahead, please.
Was he a drummer?
No, not a drummer.
Oh, I like that.
Good question,
okay.
though. All right,
then. I was going to guess Butch Trucks, but oh well,
Butch
thank
Trucks.
You.
Oh, yeah, Butch Trucks.
All right, I don't know. Should we give out a hint? I'm thinking of a hint. Is it hint time?
We could. I think...
My hint was going to be he is part of a duo.
Yes.
All right, so... Yes. Think of that. We've ruled out country. We've ruled out drummers, but he wasn't a famous duo, we'll say. And if you think about that, call in 713-343-1075. And go to Susie with the Eagle Update.
Well, there has been another hotel ATM robbery. Happened this morning. Police say a gang of masked men stole an ATM from an area Marriott for the third night in a row. This time it was the Marriott on JFK near Bush Airport. And just like yesterday, the ATM not bolted down to the floor, and they picked it up and put it in the trunk of a Dodge Magnum and took off. The suspects fled. Police believe that it could be or possibly is the same gang. I guess in the last 2 weeks there have been four of these robberies. Three in the last three nights.
Yeah, and I talked to an ATM operator, and he said the hotels are reluctant to let you drill into their floor. They don't want their floor messed up, so they just want them to just sit there on the floor.
I'm going to look and see, are a lot of them bolted or not bolted? I mean, I know sometimes they're in a wall, obviously, and then that's protected because it's installed inside of a wall. But
right.
Like when you're in the gas station or whatever. I'm wondering if they're bolting them.
I think they usually are, like in the gas stations, because people will run in and try to run through the window.
With their vehicle. Drag them out of there.
Climate change made Hurricane Harvey's rainfall worse. Two separate studies yesterday released findings that climate change boosted the storm's rainfall by at least 15%, making it more intense. The FCC is expected to scrap current net neutrality rules today. The regulations protect equal access to the internet and prevent internet service providers from charging customers more to see or stream their content. The U.S. Navy sent a letter of apology to the superintendent of a Washington school district after a skywriting pilot drew a picture of a penis above the town. The letter apologizes to the district parents and students for the unacceptable obscene contrails that were created by the pilot.
Maverick, you're dangerous.
And they have been they have been disciplined.
Never leave your wingman.
Never leave your penis.
And in Florida, a train collision with a semi-truck left boxes of meat scattered all over the roadway. Happened the other night. The truck got stuck on the tracks. The driver tried to get out and warned the train about it, but it hit it. And the thing was that it spilled all of the meat everywhere, but it sent up a wafting smell of bacon into the air. Mm. People in the neighborhood came along and they took all the boxes of food home with them.
Or the animals get it.
I'm Susie Hanks. Here's Roger Sports.
Sports brought to you by Classic Auto Group. Galveston Rockets keep rolling with 11 straight wins, 108-96 over the Hornets. James Harden, Chris Paul combined for 52 of the team's 108 points. Astros sign a free agent reliever, Joe Smith, 2-year contract. He's a sidearm right-hander. Obviously will be used to situations against right-hand hitters. 11-year vet, played last season for the Blue Jays and Indians. Sunday, it's T.J. Yates starting against the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Backup quarterback will be Taylor Heinicke, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, from the practice squad. Tom Savage still under NFL concussion protocol. That's Eagle Sports.
Dean and Rod Show, getting back to Dead Guy in the Envelope. That's the game we play. We put the name of the famous dead man in the envelope. You have to guess who it is today to win tickets to see Joe Satriani. And we've made a lot of progress on this. We know we have a famous musician who died in the last 3 months. Not a country musician. Not Tom Petty. And he's part of a duo.
Right, that was a big hint right there.
Let's see if that will help Troy. Troy, how are you today?
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good. You've heard all the clues. Now, what is your question?
Was he a guitarist?
Yes, he was a guitarist.
Was it Chuck Mosley?
Chuck Mosley, who I'm not sure who that is, but no, it's not Chuck
Mosley. Chuck Mosley.
Thank you. Alex, good morning.
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Hey, so was he part of the Goo Goo Dolls?
No, not part of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Is that Chuck Mosley?
I'm going to go with Wayne Cochran.
Not Cochran.
Couple of guesses on that today.
Chuck Mosley was with Faith No More.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did we lose a Goo Goo?
Not that
Terrence.
I know.
Is this Terrence on the line?
Yes.
All right, then.
Was it Daryl Hall?
Daryl Hall, thankfully, is still with us.
Was it John Oates?
Both Hall and Oates still here. You'll know because my wife will be saddened. Well, a lot of people would be.
You would have to leave to go console her.
I really would.
Ricky.
Yes, sir.
What is your question?
Actually, I don't have a question.
You have it.
I just guessed.
Take a shot.
Is it Chris Cornell?
Is it Chris Cornell from that famous duel? No, it's not Chris. We have done him, though, haven't we? Yeah.
Your name is Ricky, so we should play Ricky Don't Lose That Number, which may or may not be a hint. Our audio clue for Dead Guy in the Envelope today. We have a dead musician, part of a duo, we've said. And nobody getting it yet, though. It's not country music. Let's go to Brandy. Brandy, you got it? What's the answer, Brandy? Do you know? Brandy, can you hear me?
Brandy, what a good wife you would be.
Hello.
Hi, Brandy. Welcome to the show. Do you have it?
Greg Allman.
Greg Allman.
Oh, no.
Well, Allman Brothers, you would almost think Mike could be, but not a duel.
CJ.
Yes.
What do you got?
How y'all doing this morning?
Pretty good,
good, good, good.
Oh, well, man, Greg Allman just kind of threw me off, but let me go with Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey, no.
Crystal.
Hello?
Hello.
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 You're on.
Hi.
Yes. Is it Jim Nabors?
Jim Nabors. No.
Part of the Gomer and Goober duo.
Again?
Yep, next week.
Summer on the line. Good morning, Summer.
Good morning.
What are you thinking?
It's Walter Becker.
It is Walter Becker from Steely Dan, who died recently. You
Yay.
Win. You get the Joe Satriani.
Well, we had, he's kind of a cult guy that people...
Cult.
I wouldn't say cult, but we at the top of the show when we picked it, I said this is going to be tough for people. A lot of people don't know the members
it's
of
obscure,
Steely Dan.
But it happens to be my favorite band.
Great
so.
Band.
You're
and,
a, you're a have great
now,
taste.
For extra credit, what was the band named for, urban legend says?
Oh, well, can I say that on the air? It's a dildo.
It's a dildo, yeah.
Not just a dildo, but an oversized steam-powered strap-on. Depicted in the book Naked Lunch.
By William Burroughs.
By William Burroughs. And there it is. All right. When did we lose Walter Becker, Susie?
Walter Becker died in September of this year at the age of 67 after a brief fight with esophageal cancer. And fun fact, he and Fagan both attended Bard College.
Yes.
So did Chevy Chase, who played drums in their first band, Leather Canary.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that little fact. Interesting.
Did you know that one, Summer?
I did, actually, yes.
Me too. If you're a Steely Dan fan, that's common knowledge.
Okay.
Well,
as is the dildo.
Well, if you grew up in my home, it was.
There you go. All
right.
You have great taste, and you're going to see Joe Satriani with G3. That's at the Hobby Center, January 28th. Walter Becker from Steely Dan, today's Dead Guy in the Envelope. The Eagle, Dean and Raj, another major snafu on the show. These things are piling up. This time, Susie gave out an incorrect clue on Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Oh.
The clue was he died within the last 3 months. False.
Right.
He died 3 months and 10 days ago.
10 days.
Many eagle-eyed listeners picked up on that.
Yeah. Notified us on Facebook. So basically, the whole premise of what people were calling and guessing was on a false foundation.
It is. And it's, so there's no winner, no prize. The woman has to give that prize back. Nobody gets anything. Nice
look,
job.
Look, the alternative fact is if you go September, October, November, December, it's 3 months.
It's 3 months and 10 days. Did they say, it's just,
It's another in a long line of mistakes.
Like yesterday, all of us were just
out of
fumbling
it.
More than the Texans.